Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Coming at you, as I love to do, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887, 866-96-POTUS. And of course, if you want to leave in your voicemail messages, just go to SiriusXM.com/getSirius to leave in your voicemail messages in case you don't want to stay on the phone too long. That's SiriusXM.com/getSirius. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. Dean Withers, really smart, bright, young Democrat making noise throughout this country, particularly in the YouTube stratosphere. He's going to be a guest on this show. In the next 25 minutes or so, looking forward to talking to him pretty much for the first time. And, of course, the governor for the great state of Maryland, the one and only Wes Moore, will be on the show to start off hour number two. So I'm looking forward to talking to him as well. What I'm not looking forward to talking about, however, is a few things that are going on in our country right now. You watch the news reports and you see what's going on. You're hearing about a State of the Union address that is going to that is rapidly approaching. It's going to be next Tuesday night, upon which the president addresses the nation. And everybody's looking forward, or most people are looking forward to that, at least the people on the right. The left, not so much. According to numerous reports, there's contemplation that the Democrats are going to pull a Turning Point USA okey-doke kind of routine. In other words, just like Bad Bunny was performing at the Super Bowl, so they had their own performance. Well, the president of the United States is going to give his State of the Union address, and the Democrats got other plans. So some are talking about walking out in the middle of his speech. Others are talking about boycotting it altogether and essentially finding something else to do. I'm here to tell you that neither is acceptable. Neither should be acceptable. At some point in time, ladies and gentlemen, there's got to be an adult in the room. If you're going to act as juvenile, as petulant, as petty, as you accuse the president of the United States to be, how are you ever going to hold a high moral ground, at least high enough to judge him accordingly? If people on the right can turn and look at you and say, you're no better, you act no better, where's it going to get you? See, these are the kind of things that end up getting people like myself and others in the news, because we're talking about getting things done. I've said repeatedly, and I'll state it again, and I'll make news by saying it again, I have no desire to be an elected official. I've never entertained politics in my life. I'm certainly not an aficionado on the issues. Got a long way to go to learn all the things that go on. But you know what I have? I have common sense. I have decency. I have respect for the office, even when or if I didn't respect the individual. Because I would understand it as a representative, whether it be that as a representative or a senator in the United States of America. Guess what? I have a constituency to answer to. And I have people who need me, who I represent. And whether I like it or not, this individual is in office until 2028. And I got to find a way to do business with him in order to get something done. You see, when you go to the American people and you ask the American people, yo, stand up, step up, and handle your business. Stop bitching and screaming all the time when you got problems at the job. When you got bills to pay, when you got a family to take care of, find a way to work around it and handle your business. How come that can't apply to elected officials? Why do they get to get away with that? Why do they get to circumvent those rules and regulations? Why do they get to circumvent the need and the insistence of mere decorum? This is the kind of stuff that ticks me off. Let me calm down so people hear my message so I don't talk too loud. I hope you're listening to me, Representative James Clyburn, because I know you don't like me yelling. So I'm going to calm down just a second here, sir. That's what bothers me, respectfully. We have a situation right now where there's so much stuff that's going on, it makes absolutely no sense. First of all, how about the situation where the latest, many Democrats are still down on the Democratic Party? These are according to the polls. These are according to reports written. A new AP-NORC poll finds views of the Democratic Party among rank and file Democrats have not bounced back since President Trump's 2024 victory. That's despite a series of wins notched by the Democratic candidates in recent special elections. New polling from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs research shows that only about 7 in 10 Democrats have a positive view about the party. An overwhelming majority of Democrats still feel good about their party, but they're much less positive than they've been in the past. Midterms elections are months away, and lackluster favorability doesn't spell electoral doom. This is what they say. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you've got Trump on the ropes. No matter what he says about the economy, it hasn't reached fruition yet, and the tariffs have compromised the American way of life in terms of cost of living. Whatever we're going to see on the back end months and years down the road, we haven't seen it yet in the eyes of many people. You look at immigration, that's been a disaster because even those of us, like me, who support him closing the border because it should have never been opened by Biden, how you conduct yourself as federal agents for ICE, snatching people off the streets, wearing masks, not necessarily identifying yourself, operating devoid of warrants, that's a problem. You've got chaos going on time and time again to the point where it was an absolute miracle to hear the president during Black History Month sit up there and talk about Jesse Jackson in the fashion that he just did. Before I continue, listen to what I'm talking about right here. This is the president of the United States talking about Reverend Jesse Jackson, who recently passed, God rest his soul. Listen to the president here. Check it out.
I want to begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a person who I knew very well. Jesse was a piece of work, I want to tell you. He was a piece of work, but he was a good man. He was a real hero, and I just want to pay my highest respects to Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's a good man. He was actually, as you got to know him, he got better and better all the time. A lot of people, you get to know him, they get worse and worse. Jesse got better and better.
Props to the president for doing that much, because he certainly was more decent towards Reverend Jesse Jackson than he was towards Representative Elijah Cummings years ago when he had passed away. Because the president back at that time said, the man wasn't complimentary of me about me. Why should I be complimentary about him? He certainly was more complimentary about Jesse Jackson than he was about the late Rob Reiner, who he spoke negatively about immediately following his murder by his own child, allegedly, reportedly. So it's nice to see that the president can shove stuff aside, because I'm sure him and Reverend Jesse Jackson had differences, even though they knew one another, because Jesse Jackson was running for office in the 80s and Donald Trump wasn't an elected official at that particular moment in time. And so he had ingratiated himself with various politicians, and they made it a point to ingratiate themselves with him because he had money they wanted. We got it. But it's nice that he addressed Jesse Jackson in the way that he did. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma in Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. The reality is that when we look at some of the things going on right now with the Democratic Party, and we look at them as a house divided, regardless of what the polls say or in line with what the polls say, the bottom line is it's not good. You walk out of the State of the Union, you sit up there and conduct yourself in a fashion that's indicative of your disgust and hatred for this man. And that rules the day as opposed to decorum, professionalism, and a need and an assistance on working together on behalf of the American people. It makes you no better than him. Which would explain why we're seeing some of the things that we're seeing in the polls. Because according to an article in the Wall Street Journal today, every Democrat preparing to run has weaknesses. As of this writing, according to the Wall Street Journal today, only two potential candidates have double-digit support in the Real Clear Politics polling average, both are vulnerable. Former Vice President Kamala Harris leads with 31%, followed by California Governor Gavin Newsom at 22%. My response to that, are you freaking kidding me? I voted for Kamala Harris. We all know she wasn't the ideal candidate. It is true that she got nearly 75 million votes, and she only had 107 days to campaign before the election because of when Biden elected to step down. But here's what we also know. We also know that there were a lot of Democrats that were very reluctant to support her. We also know that a couple of those people were the Obamas. We also know that she wrote a book where she didn't speak too glowingly about Biden or Governor Josh Shapiro out of Pennsylvania or even Gavin Newsom, the governor of her state, which is California. We also know that she couldn't even make it to the Iowa caucuses when she ran in 2020. And that the only reason why she was the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States, at least in the argument of some, was the fact that she didn't have to go through a primary. So to have all of that working in your favor to the point where you get the Democratic nomination and then you lose the election and then in the aftermath you elect not to run for the gubernatorial seat in California, do you really, really think that Democrats are going to clamor to support her and assist her in winning the Democratic nomination? We know that they're not. So the fact that she's at 31%, it's not an indictment against us, an indictment against the party that her name still even exists, because it means nobody else has stepped up and really stood out and made claim to I should be the nominee. That's why a damn sports broadcaster is all over the damn news as a candidate. As if I don't have better things to do with my time, with the kind of life that I built for myself. But this is the world that we're living in, and this is what's going on. Gavin Newsom, 22%. Still waiting for you to come on the show, Mr. Governor. Still waiting. Still waiting, Gavin Newsom. I keep telling you it's going to be far more pleasant than you realize. Because I just want to ask questions, and I want to listen to your answers. I don't want a got you moment. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I don't want to go back and forth with you, interrogating you like I'm some prosecutor or whatever. I simply want you to answer for your state about the homelessness that Obama just alluded to, which he labeled an embarrassment, about the crime, about defunded police, about being a sanctuary city and state, about billions in debt. About homelessness. Where's the answer to those questions? Wall Street Journal is writing about those two candidates today. Months removed from the midterm. That's what you got? That. Pete Buttigieg, former transportation secretary. Very, very nice man. Polling at 9%. I believe they did a poll on him when Bill Maher talked about this months ago. He had 0% support from the African-American community. Why? Because he doesn't move us. That's why. I don't know why. He doesn't move us. So what do you have? Because you see, Trump is going to be on the ballot, even though he's not running, supposedly, unless he circumvents the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution and runs for a third term, which he ain't going to pull off. He's certainly not running in the midterms. But he's going to be on the ballot in 2026, and he's going to be on the ballot in 2028. Now, you got some folks out there that are looking at J.D. Vance. You got a lot more folks that are looking at the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor and Marco Rubio, a former senator, and they know he's the real deal because he's an adult in the room. Who the Democrats have? Inquiring minds want to know. When we see polls and we hear this kind of stuff being talked about, when it pertains to the Democratic Party, the last thing you need to see in the damn newspapers and all over social media and in a digital stratosphere is a house divided. You still ain't together? After all of this? And if you're not together, why? Why not? Because, see, I know Chuck Schumer knows what he's doing. House Minority Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been a guest on this show, and he's always welcome on this show. I respect that man. And I know that when they speak as principled individuals who care about this country and who come with a leftist tilt, but are devoid of extremism. So what's the real problem going on here? Progressives still running the party? AOC? The Squad? Bernie? Sanders? What's the problem? Because there's no way that you're going to beat folks on the right if you're divided. And even in boycotting or electing not to show up at all, y'all can't even seem to get togetherness with that. All in, all out. What's the issue? You still don't know? You still don't know. It's a lot of stuff to get into. And I will certainly do that as the show progresses tonight. Been in the news, like I said. And although I doubt if I would ever run, Stephen A., you'd run as a Democrat. Why? Because the Republicans know who they want. The left got it up for grabs. You can't lead while at the same time be devoid of the bitterness and insidious tendencies and the same kind of pettiness and vindictiveness that you claim is coming from the right. You have to be together in order to win. I say this to the Democrats because I actually want them to win. Now, I'm not for one-party dominance. If you're in the White House as a Republican, I want Democrats in the House of the Senate. If you're a Republican in the White House, if you're a Democrat in the White House, I want Republicans in the House or the Senate. I want parties working together in the best interest of the country because it assuages our concerns when everybody is forced to work together, and that's exactly what they're committed to doing. But when vitriolic tendencies and hyperbolic tendencies rule the day and nobody is willing to cross the aisle and work together, it breeds chaos, which affects our everyday life while folks in Capitol Hill go marching along, living the life that they're living. People furloughed, people let off of work, people not being paid checks, but they getting checks. People's health insurance is compromised, but they got theirs. That's what has to change. At some point in time, when we gonna learn? I'm glad y'all listening to this show, Straight Shooter with Stephen A. I ain't trying to campaign. I got better things to do with my life. I like my life. But the only reason I think about it is because of the ease with which it would take me to reach the masses, as opposed to compartmentalizing myself and alienating more than half the population because we don't know how to freaking act. Both sides are guilty of this. I'm just focusing on the left because you ain't the one in the White House. Republicans got their guy in the White House. Republican got their guys. He's got his constituency signing off on tariff wars, immigration issues, stuff in the streets. He's getting supported. When the left gonna come together? When? You can't even agree what you gonna do during the State of the Union. Are you freaking kidding me? Get it together. Damn. Get it together. 866-967-6887 is the number to call. It's 866-96-POTUS. Dean Withers. He probably has some advice. Knowing him, he's armed with it. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Respect this kid a lot. Looking forward to having him on as a guest. He's coming up next, right here. Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Don't go away. Be right back.